Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
John, talk to us, man. What's going on with this mayor up there of yours?
Well, first of all, he's not my mayor.
He's
15
miles away, 15 minutes away from you. I mean, that might as well be your mayor. Everybody works for him, lives in your neighborhood.
This is true. He is at it again. Pat, you'll yeah. love to hear this, maybe. I doubt it, but you know that he tried to ban large soda drinks, sugary drinks, mm-hmm. and a judge overruled that.
So the judge overruled it.
Yeah.
They bought all those new cups and stuff, and now they
threw it out.
Exactly.
Are they going to pay these stores back for the money they had to invest?
I have no idea. The day before, I was supposed to go in. But he vows. Mm-hmm. He vows he's going to continue. He vows he's going to continue this ban here on soda somehow.
He's got to get a job. He's got too much time on his hands,
obviously.
Well, they're calling him the most dangerous man in America
who's
right
who's
now.
Who's calling that?
Huh?
Who called him the most dangerous man in
Glenn
America?
Glenn Beck called him the most dangerous man in America. Check this out. Well, he's trying to ban cigarettes and tobacco from being displayed in any stores, okay? Now, what they're trying to do is try to put this total ban now to reduce teen from smoking. So now that they have to put these cigarettes and tobacco products out of sight, okay? This ban would mean that they would have to put them behind curtains, cabinets, under the counters, okay? This is for real. I'm not joking. This is for real, okay? Uh-huh. And the stores, however, they still will be able to advertise and sell cigarettes, okay? But they just can't put them on display. And you just think about all the things. Ridiculous. These are ridiculous.
When you think about it, when you think about this, that America has said, you know, and this is, if you have not yet gone to VFN TV and watched SOS, A Tale of Two Kings, you're seeing it played out right before your very eyes.
Yeah.
Right before your very eyes. And where Israel had Samuel as God's government, they chose wanted a king like the rest of everybody else, so God gave them Saul. So Samuel mm-hmm. versus Saul. And America has said that we want the government to take care of our health care.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when you can imagine the mayor is probably taking care of all the health care of all the city employees. I mean, he's seeing the bottom line. We got to lower the bottom line. And it's like, okay, if you want me to take care of your health care, if you want me to pay the bill for your doctor visit, okay, I'll do it. And he's going to go. There'll be somebody else come there. It's the government doing all of us doing it. Then when I tell you to put the pork chop down, when I tell you to put the pork chop down, you know, when I tell you to quit drinking so much sugar, and I tell you to quit smoking because you're creating issues that we're having to pay for, we got to lower our medical bills here. Mm-hmm. When I tell you to quit watching so much TV and playing video games and get out and run and jog,
yeah. right,
you know, that's only fair, isn't it? Isn't it fair that if you tell the government, pay my bills, and then they say, okay, well, we need to have a balanced budget here, and we're going to balance it on your exercise and your diet. We're going to keep you healthy, not because we care necessarily about you, but we don't want to have so many open heart surgeries. We don't want to have so many lung situations. We don't want to have obesity and all these different things. And so now they're going to come in, and this is what God told Israel through Samuel. He said, no, tell them what it's going to be like. And it's going to be just like Bloomberg's talking about, is everything's going to be clamped down on. And that's when government begins to take, I mean, anybody, if you just walked up to somebody and say, listen, take care of all my responsibilities, and the nerve of, if they say, okay, I'll do it, but then you get offended because they start managing your responsibilities. And he's like, really? That's what we're doing. That's what's happening right now.
If you want me to be your sugar daddy, you can't complain about how much sugar I give you.
Well, Bloomberg, he wouldn't be a sugar daddy because he don't believe in sugar. Yeah, I think he does because his BMI is about the same as mine.
You know, think about BMI.
Yeah, body mass indicator.
Well, CVS is reportedly requiring employees to disclose information like their weight and their body fat and glucose level, okay, according to the Boston Herald. And they have until May to do this. Otherwise, they'll have to pay more for their medical coverage and pay a fine of $600.
I mean, you know Dan Rather. Remember Dan Rather? He had to pay a huge bill. because I mean, he had, I'm sure, a little few little things out of balance. You remember, he was there as a newscaster. I mean, we're just human. But the whole thing is we're turning all this over to the government instead of turning to God, and this is the results of it. They're going to be, I mean, if you say pay my medical bills and drinking a whole bunch of sugar gives you slices in your arteries and veins and gives you higher cholesterol contents and blocks your heart, we have a heart attack, and the government has going to have to pay for that, they're going to want that not to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to force good eating behaviors on us, nudge us, as the first lady said. They're going to nudge us.
Mm-hmm. Nudge us.
Nudge us. And it's like, yeah, I mean, and so politicians, remember this, politicians reflect the people who elected them. Mm. They have to be voted in by a majority of the vote. So if they want to stay in office, they have to do what the majority of the people want. And so they're not the issue. The issue is America, the people in America. We're putting these people in office. We're voting for them based on our personal values, and we're upset that they begin to walk out the very thing that majority of the people told them to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, look at Pilate. Think about Pilate. Pontius Pilate was sitting here with Jesus and a murderer, and he could free either one of them, and he wanted desperately to free Jesus. Even his wife had a dream. Because don't mess with this man. You know, she heard in her dream. Mm-hmm. But the people just started, you know, hitting CNN. They started hitting all these different places and just shouting out. They didn't see it. They just began to shout, you know, that who do you want me to free? And they said, Barabbas, Barabbas, Barabbas. And so that was a big mob mentality. And so for him to stay in right political standing, because he could be removed from his governorship, he did what the people wanted. Mm-hmm. It punches Pilate. Wasn't as guilty as the people who demanded Jesus' crucifixion.
Mm.
And that's what's happening today. And nobody realizes that we are Josiah in America. It's a government by the people and for the people. And we allow these folks to be in office for a period of time to run our country. And if we don't like that, their values, you know, we can choose people to have our kind of values.
Mm.
And so we created our own problem.
Mm.
We created our own problem. But if you go back and read the Bible, which I think more are doing now since this movie on the History Channel, you'll find out that's how it always has been. God just gives us what we ask for. He gives us what we demand of him. And he knows, even if it's bad for us, we say, you know, I want quail. I want to eat like I ate when I was in Egypt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And God says, okay, well, fine. That's what you want.
That's what you're going to get.
That's what you're going to get. And he gave him so much of it, Israel now, his chosen people, gave him so much of it that it came out their nose. I mean, think about it. That's a lot of dust. That's a lot of bird. And it started coming out their nose. And he said, while the meat was in their teeth, God's anger burned against them. When we turn to government instead of God, government in its place is right. But government out of its place, which is a decision we make ourselves and put it in the place of God.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's not right. And while medical needs are being met, and maybe even coming out our nose, that God's anger can burn against us because we turn to government to meet our needs instead of God. And he may touch a government and bless a government to be able to do something like that, but just to outright write off God and turn to government. And you know that based on what values they're promoting, which is totally opposite of God. And people that are preparing for the presidential runs coming up, they're positioning themselves in values against God. Mm. You know, the ones who have total different values than God.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they are calling it a God thing. They're just restructuring God. They're restructuring their platforms. They're restructuring God. They're just creating a new God. And you're just watching people who profess to be Christians, you know, say things that is obviously wrong, but it just shows you how long that you can walk in a deceived area that all of a sudden you think what is wrong is right, and what is right is wrong. And you got to stay close to God. And we're getting in the days that even the very elect could be deceived. Mm-hmm. And our salvation is not in a political realm. And you need to vote if you're a Christian. You need to vote. You need to educate yourself. You need to spend time with God. You need to pull the lever for what's biblically best for your community and your nation, but your trust and your reliance needs to be on God, because it's great deception is falling. Great deception is falling, and many people, and much of the church is buying into false doctrines and a lackadaisical response to the obvious word of God. And the end of that's not good. Mm-mm. The end of that's not good, because even Jesus says, you know, if he says it's better for you, to gouge your eye out if your eye causes you to sin, mm-hmm. and enter into heaven, you know, with one eye, mm-hmm. than to go to hell.
That's right.
It's, and if your hand causes you to sin, it's better. This is Jesus talking now.
Mm-hmm.
If your hand causes you to sin, it's better for you to cut it off and go into eternity, into heaven, you know, wounded, than to go to hell with both hands. And if your foot causes you to sin, what you see, what you touch, where you go, is what he's really saying.
Mm-hmm.
That cut your foot off.
Mm-hmm.
Then, but then he goes on to say this. He says, listen, and if you don't choose this, you go to a place where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. You go to hell. But he says, but if a salt loses its saltiness, it's good for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's saying is, it matters. You could have once walked with God.
Mm-hmm.
You could have been the saltiest dude on the block. You could have been the person most in love with Jesus, and you could have been the most, you know, in tune with, like Enoch, in tune with God. But then you could have left your first love. You've got less saltier and less saltier and less salty and less salty, to all of a sudden, if you don't watch out, you're going to lose your saltiness. And he says, with that, you're not good for nothing. And think about this. Jesus is saying, then, based on what he's saying, is there's no such thing as just saying some prayer and all of a sudden that's like the get out of hell free card. It's having a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
If he's telling you, if he would just say, if it was different, he would just say, hey, just say this prayer and believe, and it doesn't matter what you do. Why is he talking about gouging an eye, cutting a hand off, cutting a foot off? Because it matters. Truly, if we walk with God, we don't want to sin. If we do, you know, we repent and we have a place to do that, but it's not something we want to do. We want to please God. And I want to encourage you, you know, realize great deception is falling everywhere now. And they're trying to mix all these false gods in with the true God. And so few people are reading the Word of God that they're shocked at what happens on the History Channel when they watch a movie made for it. We'll be right back in a moment. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.